Yeah, Mishnayis Masecht Yevamos, holding Perek Tezvov, when the middle of Mishnah Dalet, and the middle of Mishnah says, Eidoy Mameis, the person Eidecha comes and tells Bezdin that the husband was Meis. And Vinisais, Bezdin gave the wife a husband, a heta to remarry. And then Uboach, a second Eidecha comes, Vyom, and says, Loi Meis, the husband did not die, so Lach was a Rezulay Teitze, she doesn't go out. So first we'll say, Lavdavka, she remarried. As long as she has the heta to remarry, we don't take away the heta. Because the klal is once Bezdin believed the Eidechot, he's nem kevei trei, and now a second Eidechot is not nem to be soisa, the first one. Eidoim mameis, let's say one Eid says the husband died, and now Ushnaim oimrim loim meis, but two Eidim come and say, no, he's not meis. His apa pishanis is even though she already remarried, Lochris taitse, she has to be taitse, two Eidim is nemon over one Eidechot. So he believed the two to say the husband's still alive. What's going to be first to Ushnaim oimrim meis? Two Eidim said, the husband was meis, and later v'ye daima lemeis, only one eidah comes as his lemeis, is apapi shlinisseis, even though she didn't get married yet, even if Bezdin didn't even pass the last heta yet, still tinosei, because of the two eidim, we believe two eidim over one eidechot, so two eidim it says meis, we believe them, and we do not believe the eidechot that says lemeis. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, what's going to be achas emeris meis? One, in a case where a man, again, Ramadina Siyom with two wives, and both wives came back home now, and one wife says that she knows that her husband died, Ramadina Siyom. The Achas Emeris, and the other wife says, Loi Meis, no, her husband did not die. So Locher is now Zusha Meris, the one that says, yes, she knows her husband died. Zusha Meris, Meis Tinosa, she has the right to remarry. Bezdin lets her remarry. Bezdin believes her. Vetitl Ksubos, and she also has the right to get a Ksuba. Vizusha Meres, and the second one that says, Loi Meis, no, her husband did not die, Loi Tinosa, she has no right to remarry, and therefore, Loi Tito Ksubosa, she has no right to collect the Ksuba. What's going to be now, Achas Meres Meis, V'Achas Meres Nere? That's again the same case, two wives. A husband went away with two wives, and two wives come back. One wife says that her husband was Meis, died, and one says, no, he was killed. So Remeya argues, Remeya says, since they're contradicting one another, we do not let these two wives remarry. And then Mepharshim explained that Avad Remei argues in the Tanakam also, but one says Meis, one says Loi Meis. But the Chiddush is, even over here, that both of them agree that the husband is Meis, but since there's Achosher, one says he died, one says he was killed, and Mei holds he can't believe them. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, no. Since both of them agree that the husband is not alive right now, is Yinoso, therefore Bezdin lets them remarry. What's going to be Eid Oimim Meis? One Eid says, tells the wife, you should not know your husband died. And before she remarries, V'Eid Oimim Loi Meis, another Eidah comes and says, no, your husband did not die. Or else Isha Meris, one Isha says, Meis, husband died. V'Isha Meris, another Isha comes before the first one got a heta and says, no, your husband did not die. Loi Meis, Alokh is Loi Tinos. In this case, she's not allowed to remarry. Since before she got the heta of another Reidech came, that was Sais of the first Reidechod, therefore she does not have a heta to remarry. No, it's either the second one came before the Paskin and the first one, or if they came of Asachas, says this Alokh, Edecho Bachosh of Lat Lumu, there's no heta to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Again, a husband had two wives, and he went away now just with one wife to Medina Sayyum. Well, born now that this wife comes back, the Yomer, and she says that Meis Bailam, her husband died, Medina Sayyum. And she says it for herself, and she wants to tell it to the other wife also. So Lachuris Tinosa, she's allowed to remarry, and Betitu Ksubos, that's a Tekono, she's Nemo to take a Ksubur also. Mashenki Bitsarosa, the other wife, Asura, that's a Lach in Mishnah before, that one Tsara is not allowed to leave the other one, we're afraid that maybe she hates her, and she's lying for her. Let's say the Tzara now was the Bas Yisrael that was married, the husband was a Kohen. So Lochur is Teichel B'Truma, like we say, Divrei B'Tarfin. What's Negeah to the Tzara, we do not leave the other wife, and therefore the husband is still B'Cheskes Achai, and therefore he's even allowed to eat Truma also. It's out there B'Tarfin. Rekiva Akin says no. Ein Zu Derech Moitziato Midea Veru, this is not the way to get her out from doing an Avera, like it's a suffix, maybe the husband really died. And then she's only a Bas Yisrael, she's also a Tichruma. Sefra B'Kiva Olds Achetei Asur L'Nos, she's not allowed to remarry, because it's a suffix, maybe we can't believe the Tzara for her. But Avada V'Asur L'Melech HaBetruma, she's also a Tichruma, because you have to be Cheshid, maybe Taka, the husband did die. However, the Maisa Loch is Kerbatarfin that we do not believe her, and therefore the husband still becheskes chai, she's allowed to eat truma. The Mishnah Zayin. Omra, let's say again, the husband went away with his wife and also with his mother-in-law. Now the wife comes back and she says, Meis Bailey, my husband died, V'yachakach Meis Chami, and then my father-in-law died. And she wants to tell her mother-in-law she's also allowed to remarry. So Lachar is this wife now to Nosa and herself, she's then what to say, your husband died, and therefore she's allowed to remarry, and V'tito Ksubos, so she could get a Ksuba. Mashenkin V'chamoisa mother-in-law Asura. A Kala, daughter-in-law, is not Nemut to tell the mother-in-law again they hate one another, we don't believe them. And therefore, Hoysa Bas Yisrael, let's say the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael and the father-in-law was a Kain, so Lachar is Teicha B'truma. His mother-in-law still allowed to eat truma, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, like we had before. They gave to the mother-in-law that Kala is not Neman at all, and therefore the father-in-law still the cheskes to be a chai, she's allowed to eat truma. And again, Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no, ain't zu derech moitziyat to medaver, it isn't not the way to take him out from an avera. It's a suffix, and therefore, achetei asur l'nasa, true, we can't let her be married, the mother-in-law. We have to be afraid maybe the Kala, the daughter-in-law, is lying. But Avadi the Sophic maybe Taki was mace, and therefore the Asura Lecha Betruma. And therefore the mother in law now is also Tetruma, maybe the father in law died. What's going to be a case? Kiddush Achas Mechamis Noshim. This man got married to one of five ladies. He doesn't know which one he married. Then he does not know Eisa Kiddush. And Kol Achas Meris, all each one of these five ladies are saying, Eisa Kiddush, you're Mekadish me. The Moratorium says that the he was Mekadish one with Bia. He did it this, you're not supposed to be Mekadosh with Bia right away, he's Mekadosh with Bia. So therefore, the Lachar is, Rabbi Tarfon says, Lekulam, that Noisen get Lecholachas V'achas, he has to give a get each one of them, he doesn't want to marry any one of them, so he has to give them all the get, he b'mata them to remarry, but again, to the Ksuba, he only owes one Ksuba, and therefore, Mania Ksuba b'neim Mestalik, he just puts down the money of the Ksuba, and give it to Bezdin, and he's Mestalik himself, until they bring a Raya, which one was the real wife, and she could collect the ksuba. Therefore, these are the words of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no, since this man did a nisi, was mekadosh with bia, ain zu derech motziat medaver, this is not the way he gets out of a shash avera, that we, since you don't know which one he married, so lachar is achita and get the ksuba l'chachas v'achas, like a kenasia, he's going to have to pay ksuba to every one of them. Since each one says it's her, and therefore, since he didn't have Aveira right now, that he wasn't the Kaddish then, but with the Kaddish one with Bia, therefore they're going to make a Kenas, that according to Rekiva, that he has to pay all five of them a Ksuba. What's going to be Gozal Echad Mechamisha? Person stole money from one of five people. He doesn't be any day, age ago, he forgot, he doesn't know which one he stole from. And Kolachorim, each one of them say, Aisa Goz, you stole from me. So again, the same machlokes that Rabbi Tarfon holds maniak zela b'nei. All he has to do is put down the amount of money that he stole between them. Or mestalik, he takes himself out like he put meidah shava. Which one of them can get the money? They have to bring a raya, which is the real nigzal, and they'll collect the money. We have Akiva, and Akiva again argues and says, no, ain zu derech moitziat medaver. This is not the way you get out of an avera. It's a suffix, which one you stole from, and you're not mekayem the shava just by putting down money and going away. The only way you mekayem yichiv hashava is you have to pay every one of them the amount of the gzela. This for sure you mekayem yichiv hashava. Ye mishneh ches ba'isha sheholcha hi ubaylo lemdinas hayom. An isha went away with husband ubnoi mohem, and her child went with them also. All three of them went away with the mdinas hayom. Now above yom, now she comes back herself, the mother. And she says that Meis Bailey, first my husband died, and at that time her son was still alive, so there's no mitzvah yibum. And then v'yachakach Meis Bni, and then my son died second. And therefore she's saying now that she's allowed to remarry, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Lachar is Nemena, she's believed, because when she left, she's also becheskas not to have a mitzvah yibum, because she left with a child, and therefore since she's still becheskas without a mitzvah yibum, she's never to say there's no mitzvah yibum. What's going to be, she says the opposite way. She says, Meis Bini, first my son died. And now, they have no children. And V'yachakach, after that, Meis Bailey, her husband died. So now there is a mitzvah yibum. She's not allowed to remarry until there's yibum. And such a loch ain't on the menace. She's not in them what they say there's a mitzvah yibum. we do not let the brother-in-law like marry her. Why? Because we're afraid maybe she likes him and she's lying. But there is a chance what she's saying may be true. She's not letting her remarry. And therefore, she needs chalitza first. We do not let them make yibum. We're afraid maybe she's lying. Since she was becheskes, there's no mitzvah yibum. She's not named to tell us that there is a cheskes yibum. Mishnah Tes. What's going to be the opposite way now? That they left the husband and his wife, went away to Medina Siyam, and she says that Nitin li ben Medina Siyam, when we were away, she had a son there. And Vyomer, she says now that Meis Bini, you should know my son died first. Vyachakach Meis Baili, then my husband died. So Lachar is that she's becheskes to have a yibum the way she was before. So therefore, Nemanah, she's bleeding, because when she left, she didn't have any children. So therefore, she's becheskes to have a mitzvah yibum. What's going to be, she said that Meis Baili, first my husband died. And at that time, she had a son, so there's no mitzvah yibum. Vyachakach Meis Bini, then her son died. So she's saying now she has no mitzvah yibum, she's allowed to remarry. The Lachar is ain't in a menace, we don't believe her, because she's going connected to Chazaka, she was becheskes to have a mitzvah yibum. And therefore, becheshen and berer were cheshes for what she's saying, and she can't remarry, but she can't get away without yibum either. And therefore, becheletzah, we say that the yavam has to give a chalitza, but loy misya bemis, and after she has chalitza, then she's allowed to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Yud, what's going to be nitin li yavam of Medina Siyam? Again, a couple went away. As far as we know, that the husband did not have any brothers, so she's not becheskes yibum. Now, when she went away, she comes back, she tells us that when she was away, her mother-in-law gave birth, and her husband had a brother. That's nitin le yavim din asiyam omer, and she says like this, that meis baili, my husband died, v'yaka kach meis yivami, and then later, the brother died. Well, she says yivami, first the brother-in-law died, v'yaka kach baili, and then her husband died. So the kisser, she's saying now is that she's not becheskas yavam, that she's allowed to remarry. So Lachar is the menace, she's believed, because that she was becheskas not to have a mitzvah yivam, we believe her. What's going to be holcho hi ubailo v'yavam udinas hayom? First note, there were three of them. There was a couple, and the husband had a brother, so she's becheskas to have yivam right now. And what happened was, Omer, she says that meis baili, first my husband died, V'achakach meis yivami, and then the brother died. And therefore there's no mitzvah yibum right now. Or else yivami, first the brother died, V'achakach baal, then husband died. So Lachar Kitchis is saying now that she has no mitzvah yibum. The Lachar is ain't in the menace, we don't believe her. Because she's going becheskas, she did have a mitzvah yibum. She'n ish in the menace lem, and ish is not them but to say, meis yivami, that my brother-in-law died, she'tnos, in order to let her remarry. It's only a special namanus, and each of them would say upon her own husband that he's mace, as a chazaka, she's not going to remarry unless she knows the husband's really mace. Mashenka, and again to the mitzvah's yibum, that the Rabbanan did not leave her. We're afraid maybe she doesn't want to have yibum, and that's why she's lying. Therefore, she's not neman, ain't in the menace. Shenisha in the menace, loyma mace yibum, shetinosi. For loy mace achoisi, shetikonis lebeso, she's not neman to say that her sister died, and her sister was married. Then now she wants to marry her sister's husband, so also we don't believe her. V'einish neman loyma, a man is not neman to say, meis ochi, my brother died, sheyabe mishti. And a man is not neman to say that his brother died, and nor he should go after, he'll be able to be miyabim, his wife. Maybe he likes her, wants to marry her, and therefore we don't trust him that the husband, his brother really died. V'leimeis ishti, sheyishe sachoysa. Who then a man is not neman to say that his wife died, and nor did now he wants to marry his sister. Also, b'cheshit, maybe he's lying. In these cases, the Rabbanan did not give an emunis. Only when Isha says that upon her own husband that he's mace, then the Rabbanan believe the Isha. You're up to Perek Shishasa. Yeah, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Isha shaholach bailo v'tzaros l'medina sayom." Hey, so man had two wives, and the man went away with one wife to Medina sayom. Obo, the wife comes back, V'yomelo, and she says to the wife that's back at home, Meis Bailech, our husband died. So Lachar is loyt tinosi. The wife here does not have a right to remarry. Why? And also loyt tisyabim. There's no, she can't make yibim either. The husband has a brother that's alive. But we do not know whether the second wife became pregnant or not. And therefore we have to wait to see whether she is pregnant, she's an advocate or not. And therefore, she can't remarry. because maybe there's no kid, and then there's a mitzvah yibum. She can't make yibum because maybe the second wife that went away is pregnant. And therefore we have to wait until we know Shema Muberes Yitzarasa, maybe the second wife became pregnant. Therefore we have to wait to see what happens, whether she is pregnant or not. And that's why it says we can't trust them, and therefore we have to wait and see. What's going to be that the wife was married, and her husband did not have any brothers, and now the husband died. But the wife had a mother-in-law, because the father's mother was alive. She doesn't have to be afraid. Maybe the mother-in-law gave birth to a son that will be a Mrs. Yibum, but she knows the husband died, she's allowed to remarry. What's going to be Yotzasus Malaya? Let's say the mother-in-law went away and she was pregnant. Then Cheshesh, we have to be afraid. She's pregnant, maybe she can give birth to a son, and then there'll be a Mrs. Yibum. She's not allowed to remarry until we find out what happened, if there's a brother alive or not. Yeah, Bishua says, Ainu Cheshesh, you don't have to be afraid. It's like a Sveika. Maybe she'll be mapple, she won't have a kid altogether. And even if she has a kid, Ben Kiyo, maybe it'll be a girl, not a Zacha. Therefore, she's still the Cheska to say there's no Mitzvah Yibum, and she's allowed to remarry. Rabbi Lamai said, we don't pass like Yeshua, but rather she is a Cheshesh. Yeah, Mishneh Beis, Shtei Yevamos. Let's say there are two Yevamos, means two ladies that were married to two sisters, to two brothers. Say, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, were both married. What happened was, now, Zoysa Meris, the Ashes Reuben says that Meis Baila, my husband, died. Vizua Meris, and the wife of Shimon says, Meis Baila, my husband, dies. So according to both of them, both husbands died, there's no Mrs. Yibum, they're allowed to remarry. So Lachor is no. Zua Asurvam, they Baila Shazu. The Ashes Reuben is also to remarry, because we have to be afraid, maybe Shimon is alive. Ashes Reuben cannot trust Ashes Shimon. Therefore we have to be afraid, maybe Shimon is alive, maybe there's still a Mrs. Yibum. Vizuasur and Asha Shimon is also Mifne Baila Shazu, that maybe Reuben is alive. There is one Yavama cannot trust the other Yavama when she says that her husband's died. And therefore both of them are also, because they're afraid, we're afraid maybe there's a Mitzvah Yibum. Even though we believe them that the husband died and gave it to himself, but still there's a Chashash, maybe the brother is alive, and therefore they're both also to remarry until we find out through Edim whether the brother is alive or not. What's going to be Lizu Edim? Let's say Ashes Reuben has two Edim to say that her husband died. Well, Lizu and Edim, and Ashes Shimon does not have two Edim. So Lachor is a Sheish Edim, Ashes Reuben that has two Edim, Asura, she can't remarry, because we do not have Edim whether Shimon's alive, and now we have to be afraid maybe Shimon's alive, maybe there's a Mitzvah Yibum. But Veshein Edim, Ashes Shimon, she doesn't have any Edim. Lamaisa, she's Muteris, she's allowed to remarry now. But since the Edim that Reuven died, there's the Zichah no Mitzvah Yibum, and Esha Shim is Neman on herself to say that her husband died. What's going to be Lezu Bonim or Lezu Ein Bonim? Again, Esha's Reuven, Esha Shimon. One has children, she does no Mitzvah Yibum, and the other one doesn't have children, so Zachshashi Mitzvah Yibum. Esha Yesh Labon, let's say Esha's Reuven has children, then Muteris, for sure there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And therefore, it's only a child if husband's alive. And now she's never going to say her husband was Mace, she can remarry. But Veshem Labonim, Mace Shimon, that doesn't have any children, Asura, she's also to remarry, even though she's never going to say her husband died. But we have to be afraid maybe the brother is alive, maybe there's Mrs. Yibum. What's going to be in the Siyavna? Let's say he makes Yibum. Well, Mace Yibum, and then the brother dies. So still Asura's Linosa, still they're not allowed to remarry. They're still afraid maybe the other one's husband is still alive, maybe there's still another brother alive, maybe there's still a Mitzvah Yibum. Reb Lezer says, no, hoy vutrali avim, since Lamaisa you amatted them to make Yibum, that the cheska that the husband died, that's why you amatted them to make Mitzvah Yibum, is utrali chaladim, then we neman for sure the husbands are dead, we're not afraid they're alive, and therefore now that the Yibumim died, Avada, the two wives are allowed to remarry, we're not afraid that maybe the first husbands are still alive. But the Lach, we don't pass with Rabbi Lezer, and we'll talk about Chashinon, and therefore talk is she's still Asura Linosin. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ein Me'idin Ela Al Partzof HaPonim Imachaitim. Now if somebody sees that a person is mace, and he wants to be like an Eidechon now to go back and tell his wife that the husband is dead, it has to be that he saw the person, he saw the mace, that he saw the path of Yisura's face, Imachaitim with his nose. Then if he recognizes him, that's called Edis, that he knows that he's dead. If he didn't see the face, he just saw the rest of the body, then you can't say Edis on that. Even though he has simonim on the rest of his body, let's say that he knows that he was tall, how short he was, that's not called good siman. Who are the Nebekelov? If he knows the clothing that he's wearing was his clothing, it's also not a good siman, because it's possible maybe he lent his clothing to somebody else. So that's not called a good siman. Now, siman begufa, the Gemara talks about, if there's siman muvak, that would be a good siman. But stastam, how tall or how short he is, that's not enough of a siman, that you can't say this. Ein mi'idin ela achetetze nafshay. You could only say this if you know that the person really died. But before that, if you just seem to be a geises, then you can't say this. V'yafilu ru'uya meguyad. Even though you see him that he was chopped up, cut up, or else vitzolov, you saw that he was hanging on a tree, or else v'yachaya chelesbo, you saw that a chaya, an animal, attacked him, started to eat him. But you can't say this unless you saw a mace, even though through these things usually dies, but you can't say this until you saw that he actually died. Ein mi'idin elat shleishayom. You could only say that if you saw him within 3 days that he was mace. After he's dead already for 3 days, then we have to be afraid he changes, the face changes, and he can't say this on him anymore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Yehuda ben Bava says, Loi kol adam, not every person is equal. The shiurim are different. Some people change faster after Misa, some change later. But loi kol hamakayim, it's not all the places are equal. Some places are harder, some places are, and they change faster. Not all the times, also the seasons are equal. Some in the summer and the winter, the different zmanim, and therefore you can't just say 3 days, but each place is totally in its own place. Wherever the Maisa, Loch is like Yudu Ben Baba, rather we say it's totally in the first 3 days. Mishnah Dalit. What's going to be Nofalamayim? A person saw that this person was drowning in the water, but he didn't see that he died, he just saw him drown. Is Bain Shieshlem Saif, whether you could see where he's drowned, that there's an end, you could see the shore. Or Bain Shalem Saif, whether it's in the middle of the Yam, like that you can't see the shore, you can't see anything. So the Loch resist Asura. His wife cannot remarry. Just on the fact that somebody says he saw the husband drowned, that's not enough. You have to be afraid maybe he came up someplace else. That's not called the Aedis on Nisa. Umra Meir, Meir says, Maisa, once up in the case, V'yecha chenofel abor ha-godol, that he fell into a big pit, and people thought that he drowned there. V'yola li'yacha shleshiyom, and 3 days later he came up, and see, it's possible that he could be saved from the water. Umra Rabbi Yossi says, Maisa v'sum, what's up with a blind person? Sheyorad lifu b'mari, went out to a mikvah in a cave. He went down into the water, which is called Mayim Sheishlem Saif. And what happened was, V'yorad Moshe Yachro, the person that leads the blind person, went down there after him to try and pick him up, like he was drowning there in the water. V'saw Kidei Sheteitze Nafshei. And the Mayim said they waited there as a man, that if he's under the water, he for sure died. V'yaseel Nishoseim. The Chomor Mata, that the wife of the blind person could remarry. So the Chomu Mata, both the wife of the blind person and the Moishchai, the one that led him, they're to remarry. So for Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi holds that somebody says, hey, this, they saw him drowned in the water, even though it's Mayim Sheish Lem Saif, the Mayim Sitz Muta, that's called Eidus, that he's Mace, and the wife is allowed to remarry. With Shuv Mace, another case once happened, Ba'asio, that the Echod Shel Shalu Layam, the person that they on a string, they lowered him down into the ocean. And when they brought him up, he didn't come up. Don't come up with the hands. Ela ragla, only his foot came up, not the rest of his body. So truth, it means the rest of the body drowned in the ocean. Is amachom mechom the set? It depends. Men hakuva lamalo tinose. If what came up was from above the knee, so then the pshat is the person's a treifa, and therefore for sure is going to die. And therefore, she's allowed to remarry. Some say you have to wait a Yud Beis Chodesh. When Akuv Lamatav came up was from the knee below, so then it could be the rest of the body is still a Sholem, he's not a Trefa, and maybe he'll be saved. And therefore, Lo Tinosei, the wife is not allowed to remarry. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Afilu Shoma Min HaNoshim Emres. Even if a person just hears the way ladies are talking between themselves, and they say that Meish Ish Ploini, that so-and-so was mace. So even though the word mechavon, the shem made is dayoy, that's enough. The person that hears this, he has a right to come back and say this to his wife, to say that I heard that your husband was mace. Nacham will make with this a discourse of Mishur Megunais, Akilu Rabban, and also the Chazaka, then Isha will not remarry unless she's Chaker to make sure her husband really died. Reb Yudam Yudis says, Afilu Shama Menatinoikis, even if a person just hears kids, Omrim, that are saying, Hare Ono Holchem, we went Lispoid by to a Hespid, Velikbor, to bury, and Zish Ploini, they say about that person, that's also enough to say over Edis to his wife that he's mace. Bein shu mischavim, bein sheni mischavim, where the kids are saying kavon l'shem Edis, but it's just on saying it over, not for Torah Edis, the person hears it, he has a right to believe them and tell his wife, and she can remarry. Reb Yehuda ben Babo Eimer, it depends. Be Yisrael, if it's a Jew saying the sova shem mischavim, yes, that's kavono, to say it l'shem Edis, not just on saying over story. Mashenkin of a goy, a goy, we don't believe Beteras Edis, and therefore, Mahoye Mischav and Eina Dusi Edis. If he's saying Beteras Edis, we can't trust him. But if he's only saying Mashiach of Nech Tumoy, just I'm saying all the story, this is what happened, Nechnami, then we have a right to believe him. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Me'idin L'or HaNer or L'or HaLavona. The Lav Dafka, you have to see the Mace B'yoim, even you see it at nighttime in front of a light. Or even just the light of the moon, it's also enough that you could say this that you saw that he was mace. Or masiyin api baskil. Even if you don't see the mace, you just hear somebody says that Pliny died, and you heard him say that. That's enough that you could say this now back to his wife to say that her husband is mace. Maisa once up in the case Biyechad Shama Roishor was standing on top of the mountain, the Yomra, and the person announced like this. Ish Pliny ben Pliny, so and so. Mimok and Pliny from this place, mace, he's mace. Now, Holcho, the person that heard this went to that place to see if the guy really died or not. Well, he didn't find anybody there. Still, if he heard it from a person, he'd let her go back and tell his wife, heard that your husband was mace, and Bezdin was mata to remarry. Vishuv, another case, Vishuv, mace, and Betsalmain. In this place, the echo, the one person, Shamar. And the person himself said, Ani ish pleini, I am so and so. Ben ish pleini, the son of my father. Ne shachani nochash, a snake bit me, like I'm about to die. He's saying upon himself that he's dying. But Raya ni mace, he's dying because of this. Volchu, after somebody heard that, he went, Leikiru. He couldn't recognize the face was really the person or not. Ve'asi was ishtoi, still they said, since you heard from him, and he said that was his name, and that he's mace. So you have a right to be same if that's the one, and his wife has a right to remarry. Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Kishirarati l'Nadoi labra shona. They once went down to the city Nadoi to Shiloh make an extra month on the year. This was Shas HaShmad when the Romans made a gzera. They can't be Mabra Shomon Eretz Yisrael. So let her do it now in Chutz Loretz. So the Kiva says, Motsosi Nechemye Ish Beis Deli. I found Nechemye from this place. Omali, and he said to me, that Shamati heard over Shein Masin Es Isha Beretz Yisrael Al Piyei Dechad. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't paskin that an Isha is allowed to remarry if she asks from an Eidechad that her husband died. Ela Reb Yehuda Ben Baba Vinumisai Loi. So only Reb Yehuda Ben Baba, he's the one that said that you could trust an Eidechad that Nisha could remarry. V'numisulay means, and he answered back, that Rabbi Kiva answered back, Nechemye Ish basically, and said, Kain Hadvorm, it's like a true what you're saying. But Chom Agyon and Yehuda ben Bobin, they hold, you can't be Masi and Isha, Apiyanei Dechot. Is Omar Li, so Nechemye said to me to Rabbi Kiva, that Emo Lehem, say it over the Chom and Mishmi in my name, that Atem Yoidim Shamedina Mishubeshes Bigay Yosois. That you know it's a very dangerous time now, the roads are full of enemies of the army, and I can't go to Eretz Yisrael to tell them. But Mukubloni Mirabi Gamliel Azokin, I is Makavir from Gamliel Azokin, that the locher is that Shemasiya Nesisha Pie Dechod, yes, that you're allowed to trust in Eidechod, and Isha is allowed to remarry if an Eidechod tells her husband died. Okay, Shabosi Vir Tsesi Advamutim from Gamliel. And when I came back and I said over these words from Gamliel in Yavne, Somach Lidvarai is very happy with what I said. V'yomer, and he said, that Motsoni Chavr Rav Yehuda ben Baba, that I found the Chavr, somebody agrees also to Rav Yehuda ben Baba. that what? That's the halacha that we're missing of Pi Eidechot. Mitoich HaDvarim, from these words, in the middle of these words, Nisgrim Gamliel, from Gamliel remembered, reminded himself, Chenegu Arugim Betel Arza, a lot of people were killed in this place, Tel Arza, V'yasirom Gamliel Azok, and Nishosayim, Pi Eidechot. Gamliel himself was mata the wives to remarry, as long as there was an Eidechot sin, they saw that the husband was dead. From then on, that was the chazaka, was muchzik, that we believe in Eidechot, and Isha can remarry our Pi and Eidechot. If one aid he has it from another aid, also Anisha could remarry. Who did Mipi Evid, even though he heard from an Evid, Mipi, she only heard it from Anisha. If he Shivcha, he heard it from a Shivcha. Still, that's the halacha that Rabbanu would make all, that the Isha is allowed to remarry. Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua Imrim. A Masiyan es Isha, Pi Eidechot, they all know Anisha can't remarry, shown he has it from an Eidechot, that husband was Mace. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yap Isha. You can't trust if you only heard it from an Isha that the man was Mace. Lo Yap Eva, not from an Eva, Lo Yap Shivcha, not from a Shivcha, Lo Yap Krev, not from Krevim either. We can't trust. We're afraid maybe they're lying, from them we can't trust them. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So Amru Loi, the Chum sent back to Rabbi Kiva that Maisa once happened a case of Bnei Levi, son of a Levi, Shaochel Tzoyir Hatmarm. He went to the city Tzoyir, which were a lot of dates there. V'chola Echem, and one of them got sick, but Derech on the road. V'yeviyu Bepundik, and they brought him into a motel there. Ovechazarosom, and when they returned from Tzoyir, Amru Lepundik, they asked the hotel, the inn, Ayich Avrenu, where's our friend? Omru lehem. So she said to them, Mace, he already died, Ukvartiv, and I buried him. The Asiyas Sishtai, and the Chomu Wamata, they believed this Isha, and because of her, they told over to the wife, and Jidavandi, the one who gave her Heta to remarry. Even though she was a guy here with Mesich of Neitumai, Mesich of Neitumai, Shtam saying, oh, what happened? You have a right to believe them. Omru loy. So they said back to him, Omru Lord, the Chum Sabbat Rabbi Kiva, Veloite Kahanis Kapuntkiyas. The Chur Kahanis should not be worse than this innkeeper over here. Just like you're trusting her, you should trust the Kahanis also. Omru Lahem, so Rabbi Kiva said back to them, Omru Lahem, Likishate Puntikis Nemenis. When the be a Puntikis Nemenis, he meant to say he holds. You can't even trust the pundikis or the innkeeper, you can't trust either. Now, the case over there was that hapundikis hoitzile makle v'temilu, the reason why there they trusted the innkeeper was because she brought out simonim. She brought out the person's makle, his staff, and his tamila v'sefer Torah shabiyodai. So that's why they were saimach. But otherwise, in Echlame, they wouldn't be saimach on her either. So Pshat is, Ataka didn't believe it, but Torah's Eidus, was to get the son of that's why they believed them. All right, Slikolo Mesechta Yevamos.